Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong? Going to catch up with the girls from Murralaw. We've got Michaela and we've got Alex come to join us. Girls, very good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thanks.
Fantastic. Really yes, thank you very much coming to the program, girls. Before we start, Alex, who are your mob? Where are you from?
So I'm a proud Eastern Island Mariam woman from the Eastern Islands of the Torres Strait.
Yes, Mer. And then to you, Michaela, who are your mob?
I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander woman with family connections to Morbiog Island.
To Delhi and Murralaw, strong First Nation legal service and out there to look after our mob in the legal world. And speaking of legal world, our topic today, girls, the Aboriginal flag Senate inquiry. So give us an introduction there, please, Michaela.
Yep, so the Aboriginal flag is a powerful symbol that represents the identity, connection to the land and culture of Aboriginal people across the nation. However, despite the significant cultural importance, the Aboriginal flag is the only national flag in Australia that is privately owned, copyrighted, and also licensed. So we know that Mr. Harold Thomas designed and created the Aboriginal flag. And then in 1995, the Aboriginal flag was recognised as a flag of national significance under the Flags Act 1953. Following that recognition, in 1997, the Federal Court of Australia declared Mr. Thomas as the copyright owner of the Aboriginal flag, which then gave him copyright protection under the Copyright Act.
Okay, so what right does Mr. Thomas have as a copyright owner?
So as a copyright owner, Mr. Thomas has the right to enter into agreements with whomever he chooses to, whether that be an Indigenous or a non-Indigenous company, to use and reproduce the Aboriginal flag. There has been a lot of controversy about the Aboriginal flag, since the artist and copyright holder, Mr. Thomas, signed a license agreement with Wham Clothing, Gifts Mate and Flag World, which are all non-Indigenous companies. So that type of agreement between Mr. Thomas and those non-Indigenous companies gives them the right to reproduce the Aboriginal flag on clothing and also make a profit from the Aboriginal flag. It also means that Aboriginal organisations that want to use the Aboriginal flag on clothing and merchandise have to pay for it and also seek those non-Indigenous companies' permission to use it. So, as a result of the controversy around this, campaigns such as Free the Flag and Pride Not for Profit, which was led by an Aboriginal-run social enterprise Clothing the Gap, are petitioning and lobbying the government and Mr. Thomas to enter into new agreements that benefit Aboriginal people and celebrate the Aboriginal flag.
Okay, Alex, to bring you into conversation, what is happening now that about the ownership of the Aboriginal flag?
So a Senate committee was actually created to look into the Aboriginal flag's copyright and licensing arrangements. They were created to consider the options to allow the Aboriginal flag to be freely used. A large number of Aboriginal organisations, community leaders and copyright experts did appear before the committee to give evidence about the current and future arrangements for the Aboriginal flag.
Okay, and Michaela, back to you, what was the outcome from the Senate committee inquiry?
Yeah, so the Senate committee had to find a balance between the rights of Mr. Thomas as the flag creator and also the flag's significance to Aboriginal people when making their recommendations. So they identified a number of options for the government to consider. And the first was a very obvious option, which was the federal government should not use its constitutional powers to acquire the Aboriginal flag. The second one was that the copyright of the Aboriginal flag should not be the second one was about the license agreement. So with Wham and Flag World, that they should be terminated. And the third recommendation, which was the recommendation they favoured, was for the federal government to negotiate with Mr. Thomas to find a model for the Aboriginal flag's future use. So the Senate recommended using an independent Aboriginal body who would be responsible for making decisions on the Aboriginal flag's use to ensure that that flag's integrity and dignity is respected. The Senate also noted that a further parliamentary committee would need to be established to assist with framing the structure of an independent Aboriginal body and what that would look like.
Okay, so what is the next step now that the Senate has made recommendations?
So Mr. Thomas has confirmed that he's in confidential negotiations with the federal government about the future of the Aboriginal flag. And the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Mr. Ken White, has also advised that he is working to resolve the matter and having discussions with Mr. Thomas. So at this point, we have to wait and see what the outcome of the negotiations are going to be. And hopefully we get some sort of outcome before Invasion Day next year.
Yeah, true. So who owns the Torres Strait Island flag? I'll put that over to you, Alex.
So currently the Torres Strait Island flag is, the rights of the flag is owned by TSERC, which is the Torres Strait Islander Regional Council. And they own the permissions of the flag, which basically means if you want to use it, you have to get written permissions from them.
Mm-hmm.
However, TSERC acknowledges that the rights of any Torres Strait Islander person to be also using the flag. And they also make sure in their acknowledgements that all the recognition of the flag belongs to Bernick Namuk and the Namuk family.
Yes, exactly. All right, beautiful. So a very important conversation, a very important topic regarding the Aboriginal flag, and see that the Torres Strait Islander flag is protected. Fantastic. And would love for the Aboriginal flag to be tested, but the conversations still go on.
They are, yeah. They do go on. Waiting to hear that outcome.
All right, girls, so who is Marawa Law?
So Marawa Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. If you need advice, you can call us on 4041 3088.
That's the number you need to call if you want any legal service. Marawa Law, that's the team you need to be talking to. Girls, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having us.
All the best to your Deadly team, and a big shout out to the rest of the crew at Marawa Law.
Thanks, Trev.
All right, too deadly. All right, beautiful yarn there with the girls from Marawa Law and the Aboriginal Flag Senate Inquiry. Very hot topic, very important conversation. And First Nation people are sort of lost out there in the wilderness and regarding the flag and where do we stand, where do we sit, what representation do we have in regarding the flag. So a lot of conversation need to be had. I understand Mr. Thomas is a businessman, you could say, yes, and made a decision with his product, but it's sort of has left us in the wilderness, and like I said, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, is what the statement there I'm picking up, but there it is, a conversation that's very important to us. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, Too Deadly. Take your heart. very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, the Kimberley Girl Program for Aboriginal women in Western Australia has been kicking goals and doing really great for our young sisters over there. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Pilbara girl, Cassie Hunter, on the line. Cassie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you? I'm good.
Good, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Cassie.
So I'm from Broome. I'm a Jabba Jabba Bardi woman. My dad's a Torres Strait Islander from Bardi Island. I've lived in Crowther for 8 years.
Okay, good, good. So connection here with Bardi Island up in Torres Strait. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Two deadly sisters. Tell us about the Kimberley Girl program that you went through, and tell us about what it's done for you, and talking about the future aspirations that you have for your life, my sister.
Yeah, so the Pilbara Girl program changed my life. It made me a better person, made me love myself. Given me, a sense of, guidance of where to go and how to go about things now.
Mm, good, good. Yeah. And how long is that program for, sis?
May, I think it was. We did a heat, so that was a one-week program. And then we did another week in Broome, and then we had the finals.
Fantastic. So, tell us some of the stuff that you've learned on the program. What sort of activities and what sort of information was put across the table there, sis?
Yeah. So the programs, the workshops we did were money management, public speaking, just a lot of different. We had the catwalks, we had a photo shoot.
Okay. Yes.
We had a lot of things during the week.
Anything to do with makeup or anything like that?
Yeah, makeup. We did our own makeup. Our hair was done by somebody else, Chelsea Jade,
yes.
Which has their own hair salon in Broome.
So how many girls go through the program at one time?
So the whole program, there was about 15, 16 girls.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah.
And I know the Kimberley program has been running for something like 17 years, so it must be a good thing to keep running that long.
Yeah, so it has been a really good program because my first cousin, Shulan Hunter, she was the first ever Kimberley girl when the program first started, so yeah.
So following her footsteps. So what's the future look like for Cassie Hunter?
I just got to keep following on what I do, continue being a leader in my community and, hopefully make it big somewhere.
That's it, my sister. And have you got younger sisters or nieces?
I've got no sisters. I've got one sister. She's in Bardi, and but no sisters here in over this way.
Well, if the borders are open up, it'd be good to fly the sister from Bardi over to West Australia, go through the Kimberley Girl Program, I reckon.
But she's older than me now, she's
hey.
Old girl.
You can still learn a few.
Yeah.
That's deadly. Sounds so very, very deadly, my sister. And thank you very much for sharing. And the program, does it run every year? What you said it run for about 2 weeks. Is that every month, or when does it run?
So every year. So the Pilbara girls, they travel. So the facilitators travel to the Pilbara here. You have a 1 week workshop, and then when the finals happen, you go up to Broome and have the finals in Broome. So it's only just 2 weeks. I encourage a lot of young girls to do the program because it's a really good program.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, I reckon they should template it across the country to all our First Nation sisters.
I think so too. That'll be deadly if it was across the country. All that hard work I put into it, it's a really good program, It makes you feel a lot better in yourself.
Well, that's deadly. So we're going to have the best Cassie Hunter walking on this earth, my sister.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
All the best, darling. You take care, bub. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adela Yan there. Her name, Cassie Hunter, and she's one of the Pilbara girl, who experienced the Kimberley Girl Program for Aboriginal women in Western Australia. It's been running for 17-odd years. They do a fantastic job in bringing the best out in young girls and help them find their goals and their dreams, their aspiration, or the footpath, so to speak, to their success. And that's what it's all about, and helping in all facets of their life, makeup, positivity, motivation, motivation, public speaking, how they hold themselves and care for themselves, and look so very important. And we need our strong black women to be strong in all facets. So that's very, very important. So big shout out to the Kimberley Girl Program, the mob there in WA. But yeah, it should be templated across the country. We should have that across this beautiful nation of ours, helping all our beautiful black sisters too, Dedlin. Have you say your mob, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. You know the number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call. Let's have a yarn, you mob. 1-800-422-416.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand.
Yeah, a long way from my country. That's Ernie Dingo here on your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim 20. Trev Murray from Recurry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and the First Nation Radio Station, Bummer Brippin Media, BBM 98.7 FM. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Now, the launch of the First Nation Festival that will be held in 2021. First Nation Festival. Festivals Gindajin and Glen Innes, New South Wales, from the 16th and 19th September 2021, and get normality back into our lives after COVID-19, but we still need to stay safe. There's no vaccine for the virus, but we're going to catch up a yarn now with Lloyd Hornsby, international acclaimed Aboriginal artist on the line. Lloyd, very good morning. How are you?
Good afternoon to you from here.
Okay, good afternoon. Where are you based? In Glen Innes, yeah, New South Wales?
Yeah, Glen Innes in New South Wales, mate. We're on daylight.
Okay, my brother. Well, very good afternoon. Thank you for coming to the program. And first of all, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Lloyd?
Well, my mob's Ewan.
Yes.
I'm from down on the southern coast of New South Wales. We go from Nowra down to Eden and into Queanbeyan.
All right. Beautiful footprint down that way, brother.
It is.
Now, reviving the Aboriginal festival activities on the highlands. So tell us about the reviving of the launch of the First Nations Festival, brother.
Well, a lot of the elders here have come together to work on, reinstating festivals in the northern parts of the Tableland in New South Wales. It was stopped back probably around the 1960s because of interference from the communities. So they're reinstating it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring together all these different nations or different tribal areas around the Kamilaroi Nation.
Yep.
They are Ngarrabal, the Kamilaroi, and also Anawan, and Dalgati, and Bunjalun, and another one I can't pronounce.
Brother, anything that brings our mob together is a good thing, is it not?
It is. It's, I don't know about what it's like in North Queensland. I've only been up there doing workshops and so forth with Indigenous kids. But what we find is that we need to put our differences aside and come together and In my opinion, where the government sets it up so it's going to fail, where we're going to have arguments amongst ourselves and so forth, we need to just come together and get a collective of elders and those that are middle-aged and start working together, and then maybe we could put a little bit more pressure on government for funding in the right direction, which is basically housing.
Mm, sure, exactly. For the bigger picture is what we're talking about, brother. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. And
The other thing I'm chasing is education, mate. We need to do something about education.
Mm.
I find education, if this goes all over New South Wales, I'll probably have come headhunting me, but I find education in New South Wales is nothing like what's in Queensland. What I dealt with in southeast Queensland, I found it was moving forward. Aboriginal education, Aboriginal history, was moving forward, especially in the southeast corner of Queensland.
Yep.
And here, it's nothing. They like to play the racist game.
Sure. So a lot of work needs to be done in that space. And when you look at a festival, so as you talked about, as you mentioned, you know, we need to come together and leave our differences to the side. You know, the old phrase, you know, it's not about being right, but doing what's right. Yep.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And yeah, no, so you got a committee there operating and working on the festival?
Yes, we do. My wife's a white lady. She's been involved with...
well, she's got good taste then, brother, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got a lot of experience working with Indigenous people in the TAFE system.
Yep, okay.
And what she's doing is she actually is marketing this this festival. That's her background. She's a marketing person, so she's working on that. But we're basically allowing it to be controlled and run by Aboriginal elders in this town.
Yep. And that's the way it should be, you know. They have the vision, and then the young ones bring that vision to fruition. Yep.
Yeah. What we're doing at the present moment, and it's what happened in Queensland with me and those that work with me in Queensland, is we're hitting the children that are in primary school. We're working with the children that are nice and young with language.
Yep.
Right? I found that in Brisbane. That was happening in Brisbane. I teach in Kamilaroi on the south side of Brisbane. But we're trying to get their own language back up and running in this area.
Yes.
Which is the Annawan and the Ngurrubal.
Lovely. Yeah, no, that's very important. And that in itself builds a strong foundation for our existence and for teaching our young ones as well, brother. Keep it all alive.
That's right. Yeah.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Brother. Well,
how's
it's
the weather up there?
Oh, look, beautiful up here. They say beautiful one day, perfect the next. Well, they haven't lied. It is fantastic weather up here in North Queensland. The heat is on. Christmas is around the corner, and they usually put the heat on so the air conditions go flying. But the swimming creeks are open, and that's all fantastic. You've been up this way, have you, before, have you, Lloyd?
Yeah. I'm originally lived in Brisbane quite a lot, and I was tied up with an Aboriginal group called Deadly Martyrs.
Deadly Martyrs.
And it was working with Aboriginal foster children.
Yes.
Right, and we used to take them up to Cairns just to get an experience. We'd take them to some of the tribal areas around there.
Good.
And let them work with the community up there and see what it's like to live on an Aboriginal community.
Yeah.
A lot of their parents were white folks, and they actually could see the benefits to the kids.
Well, help finding and, their identity as such.
Yeah, and they got involved. Their foster parents got involved.
Yeah, beautiful.
What I found with the foster side is that these people, especially the men, could see it's not all about money.
No.
It was for the kids' benefit.
Yes.
And it worked like a charm, and it's still working like a charm.
Beautiful, yeah.
But I did workshops in Townsville. I actually did a workshop up there in Atherton.
Okay, Highlands up this way, yep. Atherton Tablelands,
yeah. I did it with secondary students up there.
Okay, fantastic. So how long ago was that, Lloyd?
Oh, it'd probably be about 8 years ago.
Okay. And so you wear a different hat these days.
Beg pardon?
You wear a different hat these days.
Yeah. Well, I've got an art gallery here.
Okay, yep.
Right, and I'm working with the schools here, the primary schools, the high school, and I get a lot of men to come up and spend a bit of time. We just yarn up.
Beautiful, which is powerful, brother.
Yeah, there's a bit of a problem here with the A and the D's, the drug and alcohol. So I work with a health centre called Armagen.
Yes.
And we work with that. But we're all starting to it's getting young children and, not so young, start learning how to dance, but do the traditional man
culture
here called Alan Weatherall.
Yes.
And he's very traditional.
Beautiful.
He knows more about this area than anybody else. He knows all the sacred sites and so forth. So he's working with myself and a couple of the female elders in the town.
Well, it's a team effort, isn't it? Bringing our mob together and showing them the way and putting culture at the table, brother. Very important.
It is. And that's what I want.
Beautiful. Hey, great Diana with you, Lloyd. Thanks for sharing, my brother. All the best for the First Nation Festival. Now, that'll be held in 2021. And that's the date there's 16th to the 19th, Glen Innes.
Yep, that's
And open for everybody to come and check it out and come and get get educated, you could say, brother.
That's what it's all about.
Lloyd, you take care. All the best to you and your lovely wife, your family. You take care, brother.
All right, thanks a lot.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Lloyd Hornsby, internationally acclaimed Aboriginal artist. Got his own art shop there in Glen Innes. And the yarn there was about the launch of the First Nations Festival that will be held in 2021, 16th to the 19th. There's a date claimer, you mob. Borders by that time should be open. But let's not get laxy-daisy. And the Gundajan Glen Innes First Nations Festival. Fantastic. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Got about 20 minutes left on the program. Oily is here for your yarn, you mob. And that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the show side, you can text the brother 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM for the keyboard warriors. Have you say yarn up strong, too deadly.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you for the memories that you gave me, and the happiness you brought into my life. The many years that you stayed with me were the best years of my life. You're gone, oh, you're gone, and you've left me here all alone. Now you're gone, oh, you're gone, but your memories keep on keeping on. I've never stopped loving you, even through our private war. But I never knew I'd miss you till after you were gone. And you've left me here all alone. Now you're gone, oh, you're gone, but your memories keep on keeping on. I thank you for the memories that you gave me, and I wish that you would come back home. If you do not hear my plea, I'll have your memories here with me. For good memories linger on. And you've left me here all alone. Now you're gone. Oh, you're gone. You're gone. But you're
Yeah, thank you. And that's the name of that track. Thank you, Mike Wason, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And we're based here at the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, BBM, Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. The man behind the mic, the bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, your mob. Announcements for concerned citizens. There's a rally happening at the Green Patch, Gordonville. Saturday, 1 p.m. So it's all happening Saturday, 1 o'clock, this Saturday coming. And if you want to go down there and support the Green Patch and the beautiful area down Gordonville, there's concerned citizens. So, and you can catch up with Tony Gibbs down that way, too deadly. We're going to catch up with Sylvia on the line from WA. My sister, good morning.
Kaya Kwab Kedala Nunukut.
And back to you, my
greetings,
sister.
Greetings, salutations. Good today to all of you.
Lovely. And how are you travelling, sister?
I'm flat out coping with looking after this land, which I bought a long, long time ago, beautiful, pristine bush block.
Yes.
Much like it sounds like you're fighting for over there, David Gibbs.
Yes, Tony Gibbs.
And I live on a one-acre bush block, and I'm weeding it, and the weeds are coming in, and it's all for posterity under the law of this land. And I think L-O-R-E is L-A-W.
Yes.
To me, that's the ancient wise ways of living in this country with the environment, bringing the best out of each other in harmony with the environment, having totems, protecting endangered species. We did, you know, everything that was always organized so cleverly, sustainably, you know, throughout the millenniums of time by our ancestors.
We'll operate for 60,000 years, so we know what we're doing there. Can you hear me,
that.
Sylvia?
In the book by Bruce Pascoe, they found a mitten 120,000 years ago.
Yes.
And I think we go back to Pangaea. Sorry to contradict you, that
that's
colonial
all good,
way.
Correct me. All good, my
I
sister.
I think we go back to Pangaea because we have such connections with people in art and customs and food and spirituality.
Yes, big time spirituality. Exactly.
You know, and that's, yes, and look, with spirituality now, they're learning Aboriginal spirituality can all be proven through scientific methods.
Yes.
We don't need them to prove anything.
No, we don't need them to prove it, but the scientists need to see the proof.
For them to learn, we have to have them prove it for themselves.
Exactly.
But what I need personally to keep on going, and I'm hanging on by a shoestring, or however you call it, by my fingernails, is some help with, I've got to put another swimming pool fence around the swimming pool that was installed for the X, and because it seems they changed the legislation in 1996. Mm. Which
safety.
I didn't know about. And it's now, the swimming pool here is now a wildlife waterhole. I've got frogs and little creatures all living in it.
Oh.
And it's all occurred miraculously and naturally. But it's really, really difficult to get the invading regime governing infrastructure and all their thousands of bits of all those law, you know, all those, what they call amendments they make, or, you know, all those things that they had, attachments and amendments and that they have in the local authorities.
You've got to dot the I's, cross the T's.
Well, it's more than dot the I's and cross it. They keep having it. Now, I can put goldfish in the pool and I don't have to put a fence up.
Yes.
But for frogs and everything that belongs here that are singing away in the night, and the little tiny swimming beetles, which I don't know where they came from, and they fly in the air and they swim in the pool, and they communicate with you, because when I get a bucket of water out the pool to flush the toilet when it's overflowing in the winter, they all swimming around and flapping their wings and saying, I'm here, don't put me down the toilet.
So your pool, is it? You turn it into,
sure.
Is it a pond?
And in the pool as well, they the more we listen to them, the more they communicate with us.
Mm.
All the wildlife's like that.
Yeah, can you hear me, Sylvia?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm just saying, your pool, are you turning it into a pond, are you?
Nature did. Money, lack of money and nature. Yes, it's a waterhole, an Aboriginal waterhole.
Oh, okay, rightio. And so has it got to be fenced up?
It's got to have an extra. It's already fenced up because it had to be fenced up when it was installed in 1980. But the X did it with the council and everything. But it seems that they changed the legislation in 1996. And now I've got to have new fencing. And I haven't got the money for new fencing.
Sure.
And I'm
Which is understandable for safety for young ones, yeah? Drownings.
Well, that's, yes, it is for that, but the, yes, but it is pretty safe for young ones now. And when I had a dog before it was stolen from me, it was even safer because dogs warn all the time.
So your dog got stolen.
But no, it's got gates, and I padlock the gates when I'm out. So that's, but they've got rules about how the gates are to be done and the fencing has to be done. And I need help with getting second-hand fencing, if possible, of gum tree, or some help with some fencing, and I need help to get the fencing installed. And we also need help because they're still doing those horrible prescribed burns and killing. You know, there's, you know, when you look at a tree, fallen down tree, even in a suburban block, you'll see it. There's these little lizards and all sorts of little creatures living underneath the logs. Well, all of those are in the forest, plus the possums and everything else, and it's all getting burnt to death by the prescribed burns.
Yes, exactly.
So we need help to try and get these Sydney rangers that you've got. I've heard about the Sydney rangers that you have, getting, or suburban rangers. I hope you can hear me because it's going to be quiet again.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Get them out into the hope you can hear me. Get rangers all over the place caring for the, our country to stop the fires. Traditional way.
Can I phone back? Yep. Can you hear me there?
You there?
Yeah, no, lost Sylvia. Sylvia, sorry, sister. Yeah, picked up everything you were saying, but you couldn't hear me. You can call me back if you like. We've got about 9 minutes left on the program. Have you say you might be Arnab Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with the Bully One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, Too Deadly. Social Revolution, that's Green Hand Band EP here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. We got George on the line. George, good morning. George.
How's it going?
Very good, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good. What are you in the yarn about, my brother?
This is that uncle I've been talked before from Brisbane.
Yes, from Glen Innes.
Lloyd
Hornsby.
That's in New South Wales, eh?
Yeah, Glen Innes, New South Wales. Yeah, he's talking about the launch of the First Nations Festival held in 2021 in September next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, I got the tail end of it, and they're talking about, you find the Queensland more racist than down that way.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about the Education Department, yeah, he mentioned. And what's your comeback? What's your statement on that?
Well, look, I think if maybe leading up to that festival next year, it's about time we get education in the schools, starting young,
yes,
and getting there, showing them the history of this place, for Murrays and Bummer and
yeah. Well, First Nation culture, education is what you're talking about, brother.
Right up from the start, from the from prep right up to high school, you know?
Mm, exactly.
Nothing's been mentioned at all. There's no books in curriculum. Nothing has been said about it. And that's why it's been so racist, because we've been put in the background.
Well, exactly.
In our own, and where we live.
Well, they say that we've always had Captain Cook shoved in our throat, you know?
That's it.
Exactly, yeah. Brother.
We've got no say, and government's been using that for a long, long time. That's why we're so racist. That's why we fly from government. That's why we fly from policemen.
Yeah, exactly, brother. Yeah.
Because it's still so raw in us, our experience.
Mm.
I experienced racism firsthand in Townsville when I first arrived there from in the 70s, when I arrived there from Townsville.
Yep.
Walked in the pub and the fellow said, the barmaid said, "Oh, sorry, you can't serve people like you."
Yeah.
And I said, "What are you talking about?" Sorry. So I turned around to my two cousins. I said, "Well, you know, welcome here."
So how long ago was that, George?
The 70s.
Yeah, brother, yeah. 70s. Yeah, exactly. Mm.
That's not far off.
It seems like last week, brother.
And I tell you, if anybody tells you that that fellow Bolt on TV and ABC and all them otherwise, all these cronies, those 50-year-old white fellas, they tell you there's no racism in Australia, they're lying.
Of course, yeah. There we know that. We got the black skin. We know that, brother. It's out there.
And
it's out there.
We experience it. We live it. They can't talk for us. But it's about time we do something about it and start educating people from the school, be our prep school, primary school, right up to tertiary education, university.
Yep, good point, brother. You know, good point.
No use targeting their youth and getting them to change their ways. You've got to change it right there from the bottom, from the start.
Exactly. It starts in the school curriculum.
Our own countrymen, you know?
Yep, true that, brother.
For that. So, that's my comment from that article I've been talking about before.
All right, my brother. Well, thank you very much, and great to have your comments. And to all our mob out there, join in the conversation, 1-800-422-416. George, we'll talk later, brother. George, having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn are strong, got about 3 minutes. Squeezing the yarn, your mob, too deadly.
Introducing the Master of Indigenous Business Leadership.
I'm Jacinta Ralston. I'm the Pro Vice Chancellor and Head of the William Cooper Institute at Monash University. And I'd really like to invite you to be part of the next generation of Indigenous business leaders shaping a positive future for Indigenous Australia. This flagship multidisciplinary program is jointly offered by the William Cooper Institute and the Monash Business School. It'll launch in 2021. Please come on the journey with us.
Visit monash.edu/MIBL.
Station sponsor.
To Delhi Mob, looks come to time where Murray got a sign off here. I'm back in the hot seat again next week. That Delhi number 1-800-422-416. But 24/7 you can contact the brother by texting 045-714-0550 and a Facebook page as well, BBM 987FM. Don't forget the Which Way Yarning program and the Which Way Yarning shots and regarding NAIDOC celebration and the poses with the Which Way Yarning, and check out our Facebook page, send it in, and the prizes to be won. To Delhi. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, you mob. Let's not get laxy-daisy.